We're on the bottom of Chavez Amid Beis. I'm going to get a... We do this with Jerusalem. Om Rav Yehuda, Al Gabi Gachelis Asher, right, in order to put incense on coals is Asher, because it puts them out and then makes them burn again. And Al Gabi Cheres Mutter, but by an Cheres is Mutter, because there's no kibui. You know, Cheres doesn't go out. And even though there's havar of a havar nomi ayde shinu he kalacher yad, Rashi says the leki surah deraisa. So that's why he holds a cheres as mutter, because there's no kibui, and the havar is kalacher yad. Tosis brings down Yerushalmi that even though there's havara, but it's machlokas whether havara bechlal is asur on yontif, even shalol tzorich bechlal, because it's a machlokas on Shabbos whether havara is lav yotza. It's not one of the malachas of Shabbos. It's only a lav, and then on Yontif it wouldn't be Osir. Or it's lechalek, and it's regular malacha, and it's Osir on Yontif too. And this Mandi Omer holds that, that what's it called, that Cheres is Mutter, because the Havara is Mutter on Yontif, even Shol Tzorech. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabba Omer, Agabe Cheres Nomi Osir. Cheres is also Osir, Mishum Dikom Molid Reicha, because you're putting a smell into the Cheres itself, and molid reyach is asur on Yontif and Shabbos. Rashi, the kamolid reyacha, shenichnas becheres, shelo hayabo reyach, v'asur midrabanan. It's asur midrabanan, it's like a tikkun mana, it's like creating something new, a new smell, putting a smell into something is asur midrabanan. Shamolid dover chodesh, karuvu lasos malacha chadasha. It's like a new malacha, it's like tikkun mana, it's like creating something new. Rabba of Yosef Damri Tavayu, Schufe Kosa Shiroi Biometova Osir. My time, Mishum the Kamolid Recha. Rashi, Schufe Kosa Shiroi, Lichbos Kos Mavusum, Ala Shiraim Shal Malbush, to put a kos that has spices or incense in it onto cloth, so it's collate. The Reach is Osir. Lahachnis Ben Reach Abosin Shebe Kos. Like an esrog to put it into the, used to have those things that hair, the flax. So it's also to put an esrog into the flax. If it didn't have the reyach before, it's collate the reyach, that's called molid reyach. Also to come molid reyach b'shirayim, Rashi. U'mayishno mi molilo me reyach bo, v'kot mo me reyach bo. V'chora halacha is that you're allowed to rub spices and break them up, and even though you take the reyach, then what's it called is emitted from them. Maishno Rashi mimolo mi reyach bo. The Tanya gabi atse besamim. You have different kinds of besamim. Molo benetzposav. You rub them, roll them between your fingers. Kedei l'hotzi reichel to make take the reyach out. O kot moshi amokum aktima lach benosin reyach. You cut them. And the reyach comes out in the place where they're cut, where it's moist, where the sap comes out. Uvitlushin kamayr. It's talking about things that are already taken off the ground. Obviously, you can't cut these off the ground. But they're already off the ground, so you're allowed to do that. Shmura says, Hasam reycha mia isa. The reyach was there to begin with. Valsufi hu dekamosif reycha. You're only adding more reyach. That's okay. Right? You can put an esrog back into the flax that it was in before, even though you're adding more reyach, but there was reyach there before. Hacha ludehu de kamolid reicha. Here there was no reyach, and you're creating the reyach on Yontif. Rava Omar agabi gacheles nami mutter. Not only is it mutter to put incense on cheres, where there's no kibui, but the havar is either mutter or it's shaloka derech, like Rashi says, right? But even on a gacheles you can put it. And you're not afraid of molid reicha. Why? Mutter, the havi abisra gumre. Just like you're allowed to put meat on coals, right? Even though it puts out the coals and puts them on, but it's all one process of cooking. So that's mutter. Same thing over here. He holds that making incense is dover hashava l'chol nefesh, and it's mutter. Just like cooking is mutter, this is mutter too. It's all one process. The kibui and the havara and the molid reicha is only incidental. It's not dover shemiskaving. You're not doing it for the sake of putting a smell into the coals, it's all mutter. Rav Amar Agabi Gacheles Nami Mutter, Kishmuel, to Ochol Nefeshu, Ishun Peiro Zev, Shavu Lechol Nefesh. The whole thing of putting incense on the coals in order to put a nice smell into the peiros is dovr hashava l'chol nefesh. Right? Everybody would benefit from this if they could afford it. It's something that everybody would benefit from, not only special, elegant people. Except only elegant people can afford it. The imishum kibui v'havara v'olidei reicha midat havi abisra gumre de'ika kol hani v'shori. Just like putting meat on coals is for sure mutter, that's for sure ochel nefesh. So something that's ochel nefesh, you can also put on the coals. Doresh Rav Gvia mi Beikosel, apischa devei resh gelusa. Rav Gvia mi Beikosel said the following halacha over at the entrance to the resh gelusa. Ketora shori. Ketora shori, kein doresh lahem velo pirish devarav. He didn't explain what he meant, ketora. Omer li amemer, my ketora. What you said something's mutter. What is it? Ik ketora biyodei maisi umenu. If it's ketora means to make pleats in what's it called, in the sleeves and legs of a garment, right? Rashi, ketora shori, kein doresh lahem velo pirish devarav. Ik ketora biyodei she'osin labote shokayim labote yodayim shel chaluki hanoshim. Shemakatmin osum al eitz cholak or al aguda shel kashim, where they press pleats into the sleeves. Maisa umenhu v'osur ketora loshin kesher means like you're making knots, like you're making the pleats. Looks like they're tied together and make ruffles around the sleeves. So that's a maisa umen. That's for sure osur on yontif. V'ila ashen, right? Osur doka mechaber. And if ketora means like ketores, to put incense on the coals, l'chora, that should be awesome because you're putting off out the coals and then making them burn again, right? Like we said before. The iketora loshen kitur hakivshon, the hainu la'ashen, and if it means to make smoke with incense, awesome mishun de molid reyach, right? So Mara says, no. Omer le'ravashi la'olam la'ashen. Ketora that he said was mutter was to make the incense. And midi dahavi abisra gumre. That's what's it called, that just like you're allowed to put meat on coals, even though it puts a reyach into the coals, and it puts them out, and it makes them burn better, it's all considered ochel nefesh. Ikad de'amri omer le'ameimer ma'ik Torah, ik Torah b'yodhi ma'isa umenu. And some say that Ameimer said like this, right, what's Torah? If it means making pleats, that's for sure osir. Ila ashein osir dekom molid reicha, not because of mechabe, but because of molid reyach. And if it's in order to make incense, to put a smell into the fruit, it should be also because of molid reyach. Ravashi, I know Amrisa Niyaleh, which made the Gavarabba, Amrisa Niyaleh, La'olam La'ashin. Really, it's what's it called, La'ashin, that's what he said is mutter. Umididavi Abisra Gumre, same thing that you put meat on coals is mutter, and we're not afraid of molid reyach, same thing over here. The reyach is an incidental thing, and the ikar over here is the what's it called? Ochel nefesh. Bisra gumri molid nami reach b'fchamin. When you put meat on coals, it also puts a smell into the coals. Still, it's also it's mutter. V'osin gedim akulis tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer tudus ishromi hiniges b'nei romi lechol gedim akulis b'leil p'sachim. Right, tudus ishromi made the minig in Rome that they should eat on leil Pesach zecher l'korban Pesach gedim akulis. They would roast a whole gedi with its insides tied outside of it, like Korban Pesach, Zecher leKorban Pesach. Sholchulei, Molly told us after Gozorni Elchad, if you wouldn't be an Adam Choshev, like told us, I'd put you in Kherim. Shatam Machlis Bnei Yisrael Kodshim Bachutz, because you're feeding Klal Yisrael Kodshim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Mara says, Kodshim, it wasn't Kodshim, it was only a Zecher to Korban Pesach. People will make a mistake and think that it's Korban Pesach, and they'll think that you can bring korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, Ilmole told us, Chacham Gadol V'Nichbar, since you're a Chacham Gadol V'Nichbar, I'm not going to put you in Cherub. So you see that certain people can do things that if other people would do, then they'd be put in Cherub, but since they're special people, even though they did something that was questionable, they don't get put in Cherub. Kodshim Solka Daitach, my korav lahachl kodshim mika, heich yicholim lios kodshim, they not a makdisha. Nobody was made a hektish, it was a zecher, le korban pesach. Eima ke ein kodshim, the hochi sholchulei, sha'ato machl Yisrael ke ein kodshim, the haroa omer shuktishu le pesach. People are going to think that this is korban pesach. Okay. Shlosh Advarim Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Matir v'Chachom Moshe. Three things Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah said is Motor, and the Chachom held was Osir. Parasa Yotzi Beretzua Shebein Karneha, on Shabbos, Rashi says, his para, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah's para, would go out with a ribbon between its horns, and he held that it was a tachshit, and it's not considered Hotzah, and the Rabbanan held that it's Hotzah, it's not considered a tachshit, and it's Hotzah. And the halacha is that you have to let your animal rest on Shabbos too. You can't let an animal carry something that's considered carrying into Rishus HaRabim. So since Rashi said, Parasa Yotze B'Shabbos, B'Ritzua Shebein Karneha L'Noi, V'Omer Rabbanan Masihu, the Rabbanan held it was carrying. V'Eino Tachshit La. And therefore it's also because of Shvisas Behemto. So they bring a raya from here, since Rashi said it's talking about Shabbos, since Zom Masechta is talking on Yontif, could have said it's talking on Yontif. Why Dafka Shabbos? So they want to say that there's no Isra of Shvisas Behema on Yontif. Because Yontif, it says, Losasa Komalacha. Shvisas Behema, we learn from a special pasuk, Ato, right, Uvehemtecha, right, that there's an Isra to make your animal do Malacha. But it's not from the Isra of Losasa Komalacha. And Yontif, it doesn't say Ato Vehemtecha. So therefore, there's those that hold that Shvisas Behema is Mutter on Yontif. The others hold, no. Once the Torah was Megala, that you can't do it with your behema, it goes into the klal of Losasa Komalacha. Right? So that's in Osir on Yontif too. So it's a machlokas whether Shvisas behema is Osir on Yontif or not. And from Rashi, they want to bring a raya, since Rashi says this is talking Dafka on Shabbos and not on Yontif, that there's what's it called an Isser of, there's no Isser of Shvisas behema on Yontif.
Maybe because
of Tzoy. No, but it's about Tzoy Shalol. Not what's it called? We don't say mitoch on your behemoth's thing, only on your thing. Okay. Umerat mekadrin es a behemoth biyantif. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold that you're allowed to comb, to scratch a behemoth of hide on yantif, a living behemoth. Gemara is explaining why. V'sholchin sapalk merachaim shlohem, and you're allowed to grind pepper in its own grinder. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain makadir nes abehem biyantiv neshosu chabura. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't be makarid the behem on yantiv because makarid you do with combs with small teeth that for sure make a chabura. Of a makartzefin, but you can make kirtzuf is with big comb big teeth which don't make a chabura. The chacham omer ain makadir afal makartzefin. The chacham holds you can't do either one. The Gemara is going to explain what the machlokas is. Rashi, umekardin b'magrera shel barzel shishineh hadakos. Take a comb that has very thin teeth. Afagav the ovid chabur, it's mutter. Even though you're going to make a wound in the animal by combing its hide, right? Still, it's mutter. Berechaim shalem ke'ein osim shalonu. Like a small grinder. Mekarzefim magrera shel eitz shishineh hagatzos. The kartzefin is where you take not a metal comb, but a wooden comb with big teeth, and that does ve'enos chabura, that doesn't wound the animal. Mura says, the name of the Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah chad the parah habila. His parah went out with decorated with a ribbon. Right? It's mashmi only had one parah. V'omar Rav, Amri Lamar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Tleiser, Alfi Egli, Havi Maisa, Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah, Me Adoreho, Kol Shasta V'Shasta. Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah was a rich man. He had 12,000 agolim, were just a miser from his eder every year, right? What? Tleiser, yeah, 13,000. Okay. So now it says, I think Tleiser over here. Dollar. Yeah, Rashi means on over Tleiser, it was 12,000. Okay. In any case, so it was either 12 or 13,000. Still a lot. That was the Meiser. Tosus discusses how Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave Meiser Behema. He lived way after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So Tosus either says that they kept giving Meiser Behema even after a Churban, or it wasn't Meiser Behema, it was Meiser that went to the Melech. It was a tax that he used to give, not Meiser Behema. So Mara says, Tana lo shelo hoisa, we're not talking about his para. His para didn't go out with ribbons. It was his neighbors. And since he wasn't mocha, Nikras al Shmo, was called on his name, right? Since he didn't protest that he held it was mutter. Since he didn't protest it, and the Chachom held it was Aser, the Aveira was attributed to him. Just like his part went out. They bring a Raya from here, there's a Shaila where the women are Chayiv and Shvisas Behema, because it's only a Mitzvah Saseh, right? Ato Vehemtecha. So could be that since it's only an essay, it's a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. Women are Chayiv and Shvisas Behema. It's not a Lav. It's only a Mitzvah Saseh. So here it says, Mamish, that his neighbor, Para, went out, Mashmash, she was Chayiv in what's it called, in Shvisas Behema.
So why are women Chayiv in Kiddush?
What? No, because there's this thing, Shomer V'Zachar. Whoever's Chayiv in Shomer is Chayiv in Zachar. But this isn't part of Shomer V'Zachar. This is not part of the Malachas. Separate Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos. Okay. Umekart. What? I understand, but that's only part of the essay. It's what's it called? No, losasakom malacha, that's mechamer. That's where you do malacha through your behema. Here is where you're letting your behema do malacha. You're not making the behema do malacha, it's doing itself. That's only from pasuk and essay, what's it called? The man yonuach, shorcha, the chamorcha. Umekardness of behema yontif, son rabbon, Isaiah kirud, Isaiah kirtsu. Kirud k'tanim v'osei chabura. Kirud is with a metal comb that has very sharp teeth, and it makes a wound. Kirtsuv k'dolin v'osei chabura. Kirtsuv is with a wooden comb with thick teeth that doesn't make wounds. The gimel machlokas b'dover. There's three different opinions. Rav Yehuda sover dover shein muskav and osur. Rav Yehuda lishita also holds that even something that you do when you don't have kavana is osur. So even though you're going to comb this animal, and you don't have kavana to make a chabura, but if it makes a chabura, it's awesome. So therefore, even if it's not for sure, miu kirud k'tanim v'osim chabura. Kirtsuf k'don, they don't say chabura. But only kirud makes a chabura, kirtsuf won't make a chabura. And therefore, only kirud is awesome. V'lo gazrin and kirtsuf ata kirud. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, we don't make a gzera of kirtsuf that maybe you'll come to make kirud. V'rabban and savri nomik Rabbi Yehuda. The rabban also like Rabbi Yehuda. The dover shedim is kavan awesome. But Gazrin and Kirtsuf at the Kirud, they hold everything's osir because we're afraid if we let you use a wooden comb, you come to use an iron comb with small teeth, and you'll make a wound. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, who said it's mutter, sover lo k'Rav Shimon. He holds a k'Rav Shimon, Domer Dover Shein Meskavin mutter. That's not a psikresha, and it's only Dover Shein Meskavin, maybe it's mutter. Uvein Kirud, Vein Kirtsuf Shari, both are mutter. Rashi. The Maikom Iflegei Kula Lishn Lo Garsina V'Ochi Garsina. That we don't have this Girsa either. We have the Girsa Rashi has. What's the Girsa? Shloshir Machlokas B'Dover. Rabbi Yehuda Sover Dover Shein Miskaven Oser Miu Kiru K'tanim V'Olsin Chabura Kirtzuf Gedol V'Edon Sechabura V'Lo Gazrin Kirtzuf Ata Kiru V'Rabon and Savri Lok Rabbi Yehuda Domer Dover Shein Miskaven Oser The Gazrin and Kirtzuf Ata Kiru V'Rabon and Azariah Sover Dover Shein Miskaven Mutter U'Pirish Rabbi Yehuda Sover Chabura Afal Pisha Ein Miskaven Lo. Either you're going to make a wound in the animal, you don't have kavana for the wound, you just have kavana to, what's it called, to scratch it. Scratch its back for it. Right? Still, it's awesome. Miu hach shosha bekirud isa hilkachay mekardin. But the fact that it makes a wound is only by kirud. Ava bekirtsuf lekala mechash mishum chabura doesn't happen, because it's not sharp teeth. And we don't make a gzera one up to the other. Rabban and Savri nomik Rabbi Yehuda Dover Shein Miskaven Oser. They mekardin umachmiri minei the gazri kirtsuf at the kirud. They're machmer more than Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that even though kirtsuf itself really should be mutter, but if we let you make kirtsuf, you'll come to make kirud. Therefore, they're all oser. Rabbi Lezer Savri hoil the ein miskaven the chabura. Afagav the zimni misram mishori. Since you don't have kavana for the chabura, even if it could come, but it doesn't have to come, it's mutter because Dover Shein Miskaven is mutter, Hilka Chafilu Kirutur. Therefore, everything's mutter. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Va'amri Lo, Omar Rav Nachman, Lechudei. Right? Some say Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, some said he said it on his own. Halacha K'Rib Shimon. The halacha is K'Rib Shimon, Dover Shein Miskaven is mutter. Shere Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Modelo. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like him. Omar Le Rava, Le Rav Nachman, Vilei Mamar, Halacha K'Rib Yehuda, Shari Chachomim, Modim Lo. Levaisa the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So why go like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and prove that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, go like the Rabbanan and say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? When it says, I'm not Rabbi Shimon severely. I held like Rabbi Shimon. Right? I'm really paskening on my own that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Va'od, and besides the fact, Rabbi Yehuda Levaisa ben Azariah holds like me too. Shari Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Modelo. Halacha Rav Shimon, the Omer Gorer other Mita Kisa Vesaf, so the Dover Shem Miskavin Mutter. Rav Shimon's main halacha was that you're allowed to pull a chair on the ground, even though you're going to make a furrow, since it doesn't have to make the furrow, even if you do it, it's Mutter because Dover Shem Miskavin.